Blog Talk Radio.
Ready or not, be ready, I go ready, yeah. Come
Let's play in the background. I want to welcome everyone to another episode of Blog Talk Radio with your host, Fives. This is Brother Seth. And I thank you for your time tonight. You could be doing so many other things. You could be at so many other websites. So I just want to thank you for your time and for your listening ears and your open spirit tonight. I'm going to be discussing something that, like I said in the description of the show, is very serious, folks. I'm not trying to, you better believe me when I say it, this show is not for everybody. You know, sometimes these shows weigh so heavy on my spirit, you know, I have to go and pray afterwards because it's just so much going on. And you can live a life to where you never see any of it. And some people say ignorance is bliss. Well, I don't know about you, but I just like to know what's going on my planet. Because if I don't know the difference between the wicked and the righteous, I just might find myself and my family supporting the wicked. We might just be on the side of the wicked. And I don't know about y'all, but I can't afford that. So there's a lot going on. The new world order, or the one world government, is very real, in your face, tangible. Every day we see what they're doing. Many of y'all don't own your own business, and you, like most people, are building this giant golden calf. We don't know what they're doing with our money, our labor, our talents. We just go and we produce. But my friend, there is a machine that's being built. There is a machine that's being built. There is an empire that's being built. My question to you tonight is, are you helping build that empire? Now, if you find yourself in life, and you feel like you don't have an option, you have to help build this empire. I don't think the Most High have much beef with you if you are one of those that's also destroying what you build after you leave. Me, myself, I work in this system. I'm a part of it. I give it strength. You know, I do. I work in one of the Fortune 500 companies. I help this wicked system. But after I leave there, I speak out against it. I pray against it. My whole life is against it. I do more damage to it than I do in the little 8 hours I work. We have got to fight, fight. Fight the powers that be. Like the song just says, ready or not, thy kingdom is here. The Rastafarians call the Most High of Jah. The Bible says, call his name Jah. That's where they get that from. Don't flip out and think we're talking about another God or another Elohim or another being. Want to welcome everybody again to Five Smooth Stones. This is Brother Seth. We're going to be doing this for the next 2 hours, and so you might want to get your pen out, your pencils, your recorders. Brother Joseph is going to call me a little later on, and we're going to bring him on the show. He's got a lot going on with him. That brother always got a lot on his plate, so he's going to call, and we're just going to get it on, talking about a lot of things that some of y'all probably is oblivious to because you're holding that remote in your hand, lay on the couch, and just oblivious to what's going on. And some people ask me this all the time. They say, Brother Seth, why do we need to know these things? Don't you think it is better that you just live your life, love your wife, love your children, have fun, go to Six Flags, go to amusement parks? I think they have some truth. They have a valid point. However, what if I find myself one day, let's just use the whole issue with sending our kids off to war. What if I found out one day that my son went off to war, went off to be a soldier, and he was a high-ranking colonel, and he ended up being a colonel pilot? somebody that's right in the belly of the beast, contributing all his talent, strength, everything he's got to an imperialist country like the United States. And all of the talents I put in that boy all his life, he is now strengthening the hand of a nation that the Bible specifically, details specifically speak of as being the whore, or in the book of Revelation 17 and 18, or many of you know her as Babylon. If the Most High have declared something to be a place that he is going to judge later, and your son or daughter winds up in some high-ranking position, I'm sure some of y'all probably just be glad they're making a lot of money, but that's not good enough for me. I don't want to strengthen the wicked one. I don't want to have no part of the wicked. I know I'm not perfect, don't get me wrong. You know, I know there's some wickedness in all of us, but I mean, I don't want to be a part of a system that's causing pain all across the world, that's destroying the planet and almost everything she do, that's sucking up all of the resources. And I do mean all of the resources. I mean, that's just a bully, that's assassinating good people, good leaders, killing the righteous, preserving the wicked, all in the name of peace. As the book of Psalms say about the enemies of Israel, their words was as butter. Their words was as butter, but swords was also pulled at the same time. A wicked people. Anyway, folks, there's so many angles I can go on tonight. I'm going to have trouble talking about what subject, but I know for sure we are going to cover H.R. 8791. I'm sure y'all had the opportunity to click on that and hear at that congressional hearing them bleeping out the congressman. I mean, not bleeping him out, but he kept saying classify, classify. Every time he go to tell how much he was talking about an event that's coming, we'll play a little later on. We'll play it. You got to hear this. You got to hear with your own ears. Some of y'all been making fun of these, you know, you call these people, what do you call them, conspiracists, theorists, bunch of people. You've been making fun of them all your life, saying all these people are just pessimistic. They're always looking for some bad thing. They're always looking for trouble under a rock. But now you got your congressman in a congressional hearing literally talking about something that is to come up on the United States soil, and they are funding high dollars for it, and they can't even say it, even with the press. They're not even letting the press know what exactly it is. They just keep saying classified, classified. But they do say phrases like flesh eating, flesh eating. So we know this is not like, not saying that other nations won't come against the United States, because I do believe that is going to happen too. But this sounds like some type of epidemic that's going to be sent by one of our enemies or even our own government. We don't know. And y'all do know your own government is capable and have a long history of doing wicked things to its own people. If you don't know that, I don't know what to tell you. Keep listening to this show and you'll find out. So, folks, I'm telling y'all, please get ready. Call your friends, send emails. I'm going to give y'all a few minutes to do that. Let everybody know. Five Smooth Stones is on. Brother Seth is on. If you have a guest, Brother Joseph is on. And we're just going to be talking about a lot of different things that's going on, concrete stuff. We stay away from stuff we can't prove. If we can't prove it, if it ain't things just like this congressional hearing, solid, solid information, if we can't go down that route, folks, we don't talk about it. But we're going to be talking about tonight spiritual warfare. We're going to talk about tonight just what really is going on. I mean, for real, in the spiritual realm, what is the Most High doing? What is his people? What is his people supposed to do in the middle of all this? All this stuff going on, what are we supposed to do? Just trust the Most High and just not worry about any of it, which we should do that for sure, but is there a part for us to play? What is it we're supposed to do about this so-called New World Order, One World Government, or where our government is headed? What can we do? Some people say, well, I can better control my house. I'm not thinking about what you're talking about. And that you might have a point there, but what I'm saying is, We as believers, if you call yourself a child of the Most High and you call yourself living out the scriptures or trying to live out the scriptures or trying to follow the scriptures as best you can, and you got to be somebody perfect because I know I'm not, we are required, we are charged to know and be aware of the seasons and the times of our life. We are supposed to know the season in which the Messiah is to return. Some of y'all might even believe in that, but that's okay. If you can't go with me there, the Bible does tell us to be aware of the signs and the times. We're supposed to know. Remember in the Old Testament, Daniel and the Hebrew boys, the Bible says they was wise in all things. They was wise in all things. I mean, almost like it says they knew everything, but they didn't mean they knew everything. But these young boys was very astute as to what's going on. But not just them, the whole... all of the Old Testament patriarchs, a lot of them were very bright where it had to do with what's going on in their world, okay? So tonight we're going to talk about this bill. Tonight we're going to talk about U.S. invasion. Tonight we're going to talk about Revelation 17 and 18, how the Most High sent 10 nations, call them horns in the book of Revelation, the 10 horns on the beast was 10 nations that is to come and make this other nation. If you don't believe it's the United States, fine. Some of y'all don't. Fine. But don't you think it's very interesting that the Most High put in the scriptures that he would raise up 10 nations to bring down a very large nation? So if you don't believe it's the United States, fine. Who is it then? Who is Babylon? Who is the whore in the book of Revelation 17 and 18? Who is that whore? You don't believe it's the United States? What is this all about? The Most High talks about 10 horns on the beast that represent 10 kings, 10 nations, and they are going to hate this nation called the whore or Babylon. They're going to hate Babylon, and they're going to secretly bring her down, and that's what's going on in the United States. A lot of countries are bidding against the dollar. That's what happened to Gaddafi. We did a show on that. Gaddafi tried to introduce a new currency. The United States, we say we ain't having that. They start calling me a tyrant and all this stuff. Got to believe in that lie. Went in there and had that man killed. Turned him over to his own, propaganda. Y'all know the whole art of propaganda. Go in, you know, make him look like the bad guy, just like they did in Egypt, just like they're doing all over the world. Anytime they want your resources or you're doing something they don't like, they paint you out to be the boogeyman, get your people to turn against you, and they overthrow you. You don't know that. That's not nothing new. All right? So listen, let's take a little short break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to be swinging. All right? So I'm just warning y'all, get ready, me and Brother Joseph, and anybody else that calls in, want to share, because I've already got people on the phone line, people in the chat room, and we're about to just get busy here. So I just want to do one more little thing, and we'll be back shortly, and we will get into this. I cannot wait, but I have to warn you, I'm very serious. This show ain't for everybody. There's a lot of shows on Blog Talk tonight, a lot of good shows. You might want to tune into some of them if you don't want to hear something that's going to pull on your spirit, because we are going to talk about some things that might really cloud your mind. It may cause stress. It may cause worry. If you're not rooted and grounded in the Most High, you don't trust him, you just kind of just, you know, floating out here looking for something to... I recommend you not listen to this show. Honest. Move on to another show, because this show is strong. I'm not playing. It is very, very strong. In the meantime, let me play this song. This is kind of how I feel about this whole life journey. And I'll be right back.
You may ask me why I serve the Lord. Is it just for heaven's gain? Or to walk those mighty streets of gold? And to hear the angels sing? Is it just to drink from the fountain that never shall run dry? Or not just to live forever, ever and ever, and that sweet old by and by. But if heaven never was promised to me, neither God promised to live eternally. It's been worth just having the Lord in my life. Living in a world of darkness, He came along, brought me the light. If there were never any streets of gold, neither a land where we'll never grow, it's been worth just having the Lord in my life. Living in a world of darkness, He came along, brought me the light. He's been my closest friend down through the years. And every time I cry, He dries all my tears. Just having the Lord in my life. Living in a world of darkness, He came along and brought me the light. I was lost and living in a world of darkness, but it brought me the light. Don't you know I was living in a world of darkness, but it brought me the light.
That's right, that's right. I love that song. What if it was no heaven? What if it was no hell? Would you still be trying to do the things you do? What would it change if there was no heaven, hell? What if there was no street to go to New Jerusalem that's supposed to come? What if all that stuff is just make-believe? What if somebody got the translations wrong? What if we all got it wrong? What in the world would that do to your life? Would it change anything? Something to think about, ain't it? I love that song. It's been worth it. What's wrong with living a good life, trying to live right? I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect. Of course I'm not. But I can tell you this. When I was able to get as close as I could to that mark in my own strength, it made my life better. Then come along Christ and shedding His blood, taking away all my sins and making up for my imperfections through His blood. I tell you. Can't beat that, folks. Tonight, I want to play something to you. I'm not going to hold. I'm going to write into it. I want to play this clip. If you already heard it, fine. You get to hear it again. But I'm telling y'all, you got to wonder what in the world is going on. But we will not fear. We will not panic. We will not be like the disciples on the ship screen, crying. We got to know that the Messiah, Most High, is with us. He has sent the Messiah to the earth to be an example of how we should live this life. There is no need for us to panic over anything that's about to hit the United States. I don't care if a plague hit tomorrow and wipes out half the country. I do care, but I'm just saying. There is a place for us. There is a hiding place for us. There is a way He can take care of us, folks. This is old news. It has already happened. It has already happened to people, and they were able to make it. There is a way we can make it. So H.R. 8791, we're not going to fear this. I want y'all to really listen. I'm going to play this a couple of times because we got people that's moving a little slow, and I didn't send the message out for everybody to come. So we're going to have a lot more people coming to the show because I sent the little memo out late. But it's every bit of a minute and 46 seconds. I want y'all to check this out. And I wish I can stop and rewind it, but the way Blog Talk has this, you can't do it. And I want y'all to really listen to this congressman. He is describing something that if it wasn't real or serious enough to be a possibility, a serious possibility, they would not be having a congressional hearing, especially the kind of numbers they're hinting to in this audio. It's actually a video. So I want y'all to really listen, take notes, and call in with your questions or comments. Now, maybe the Most High has given you a word for what this is all about. I believe it's a plague that's coming. I believe that one of these nations that the Most High already predicted in Revelation 17 and 18 is going to be successful at bringing havoc against this so-called Babylon or this whore or the nations that made the world drunk with her wine or the nations that have made the world wealthy through her delicacies, according to Revelation 17. So check this out, and let me know what you think.
Congress shall now vote for approval of H.R. 8791, the Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill. Said bill requests emergency response funding up to and including, this section is classified, dollars to prepare for a national-level terrorist attack and or attack from classified. Funding for first responder personnel and vehicles would be doubled if said attack leads to more than 80% of national population being affected by classified. This funding shall commence in conjunction with the first attack on classified or the first large-scale outbreak of classified, dependent upon which comes first. Civilian and military units shall be trained in containment and combat of classified, including irradiated classified with possibility of classified airborne, classified flesh-eating, classified, and or all of the above in such event as classified spewing, classified escape, are released or otherwise become uncontrollable. Air Force units may also be directed to combat said classified due to their enormous size and otherworldly strength. Should event occur in urban areas, that's classified, far surpassing our darkest nightmares. Should casualties exceed classified body disposal actions, shall be halted and associated resources shall be reallocated to classified underground, classified protected birthing centers. A new Bill of Rights shall be drafted and approved by classified. Having now reviewed the bill, I ask you to please cast your vote.
I know y'all didn't get that. So let me do it one more time. It's only 1 minute and 46 seconds. Check this out one more time, please.
Congress shall now vote for approval of H.R. 8791, the Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill. Said bill requests emergency response funding up to and including, this section is classified, dollars to prepare for a national-level terrorist attack and or attack from classified. Funding for first responder personnel and vehicles would be doubled if said attack leads to more than 80% of national population being affected by classified. This funding shall commence in conjunction with the first attack on classified or the first large-scale outbreak of classified, dependent upon which comes first. Civilian and military units shall be trained in containment and combat of classified, including irradiated classified with possibility of classified airborne, classified flesh-eating, classified, and or all of the above in such event as classified spewing, classified escape, are released or otherwise become uncontrollable. Air Force units may also be directed to combat said classified due to their enormous size and otherworldly strength. Should event occur in urban areas, that's classified, far surpassing our darkest nightmares. Should casualties exceed classified body disposal actions, shall be halted and associated resources shall be reallocated to classified underground, classified protected birthing centers. A new Bill of Rights shall be drafted and approved by classified. Having now reviewed the bill, I ask you to please cast your vote.
Y'all getting this? Number one, let's just kind of slow this down. This is every bit of 1 minute and 46 seconds. Many people never heard of H.R. 8791. But how can you when they do it in, what, 90-some seconds? That's it. They voted on it. See, the government have, they got to have these congressional hearings, and they can't. This stuff got to be said out loud. It's just that they hope that no media is there. They hope C-SPAN don't show up, and they try to catch them snoozing, and they pass all these bills. There was some talk about that. Now, that did make the news, how they passed a lot of legislation, and a lot of Congress people were not even in on the voting because they was complaining about that. A lot of congressmen and congresswomen was complaining that there was these secret meetings and there was bills being passed without their approval. That was a major issue there. It was in the news. I can actually play that clip, but I'm not. But, folks, did y'all understand what that man just said? I mean, I heard this about for the first time about, I guess, 3 weeks ago. No, about 3 weeks ago. And it was so deep that I couldn't even, I just had to put it out of my head. This was too much for me. I've never heard nothing this strong ever from a congressional meeting. I have never, ever in my life heard anything this strong off of Capitol Hill. What are they talking about? What is coming? Let's break this down. Again, it's only 1 minute and 46 seconds. Congress shall now vote for the approval of H.R. 8791, the Homeland Terrorism Prepared Bill. The Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill. Okay? Why are they talking about, what makes them talk about this specific kind of terrorism? There's all kinds of terrorism. There's people who can walk into a mall with a bomb and blow up the whole world. Well, they already did the World Trade Center. They can just go into a mall. They can do all kinds of things, poison the water. They can just hijack an airplane, and that's what they did before. That's what, to me, they ought to be voting on some type of terrorism preparedness bill that would, you know, do something with the aviation world, because that's what so-called terrorists seem to like to get a hold of. Okay, watch this. Watch this. I'm going somewhere with this. Why are they talking about some flesh-eating type of catastrophic event that's going to come upon U.S. soil? What is that all about? And when they go to talk about, let me just go read it. Check this out. I know y'all heard it twice, but check this out. As said, bill requests emergency response funding up to and including, I'm sorry, this section is classified. One more time. As said, bill requests emergency response funding up to and including, what is that? What are they saying is classified? Dollars. I bet you it's probably $1 trillion. I guess just put money on it. To prepare for a national-level terrorist attack and or attack from... And, okay, watch this. To prepare for a national-level terrorist attack and or from, it's almost like this is a country or something. I'm thinking a disease, but then the way they word this, I mean, y'all follow me. Come on, am I smoking on something tonight? Listen to this. Prepare for a level terrorist attack, a national-level terrorist attack, and or attack from like this from people. Okay, it could be a disease though. Funding, and then it goes on to say funding for the first responder personnel and vehicles would be doubled. The funding would be doubled. So if it was $1 billion, it's $2 billion. Funding for the first responder personnel and vehicles would be doubled if said attack leads to more than 80% of the national population being affected by, now that makes me sound like, that makes it sound like a disease. One more time, check this out. Funding for the first responder personnel and vehicles would be doubled if said attack leads to more than 80% of the national population being affected by, that is, a disease. So listen to this. This funding shall commence in conjunction with the first attack on what? This funding shall commence in conjunction with the first attack on, boy, if we can just see past those classified. But somebody's in the spirit, they know exactly what's going on. Hit me up on the phone lines, press 1, or in the chat room. What do you think? And I, again, want to, I don't think I did so, but welcome everybody again to the chat room and the phone lines. I'm just kind of jumping into this. But if y'all have questions, I'll get around to them. Just for question marks, remember before and after your questions, and I'll get around to them. That's in the few in the chat room. If you're on the phone lines, press 1, and we'll bring you on here after I get to reading this. But check this out. It says, where the first large-scale outbreak of classified? Where the first large-scale of classified? Depends on which come first. Civilian and military units shall be trained in containment and combat of classified. Shall be trained in containment. That sounds like a disease right there. So we know this is an outbreak. Included irrigated classified with possibilities of classified airborne. Okay, we're talking about for sure a disease. Classified, flesh-eating classified. Y'all have never saw congressmen put this many classifieds in anything they talk about. And or all of the above in such events as classified, spewing classified. Let me say that again, because this is a trip. Civilians and military units shall be trained in containment and combat of classified, including irrigated classified, with possibilities of classified, airborne classified, flesh-eating classified, and are all of the above in such events as classified, spewing classified, escaped or released or otherwise become uncontrollable. This is an epidemic, and it has to be if it's going to affect 80% of the United States. And y'all wonder why I'm talking about this, while I go somewhere and take a chill pill. 80% is you. 80% is me. But then again, let me back up. Maybe not. If we, like Phil Driscoll was saying at the beginning of the show, the song I played, if we're standing in the shadow of the Almighty, we'll be a part of that 20%. So I take that back. But check this out. Listen, folks, because some of y'all ain't that spiritual. And I know sometimes I'm in and out of the flesh. I could be a part of 80% of them. I'm not too proud to say that. But check this out. Air Force units may be directed to combat said classified through to their enormous size and otherworldly strength. I got to say that again. Air Force units may be directed to combat said classified through their enormous size and worldly strength. Who and what is this? Air Force unit may be directed to combat said classified through their enormous size and worldly strength. Watch this. Should event occur in urban areas, and then this is when he said, well, I'm going to read it. It says right here. Should events occur in urban areas, he said it twice. Long pause, and then he says, Jesus. Long pause, and then gulp, choke, quiver. They're describing how the congressman did. And that's exactly what he did. Let me back up again. He said, should event occur in urban areas? And then he said again, should event occur in urban areas? Long pause. Then he says, Jesus. And then there was a long pause, gulp, choke, okay. He went on to say, that's classified. Far surpassing our darkest nightmares, should casualties exceed classified. I know I'm frustrated, you know, how I'm reading this, but this is exactly how they got it wrote here. Let me back up a little bit and try it again. After he choked, he said, that's classified. Far surpassing our darkest nightmare, should casualties exceed classified, body disposal action shall be halted and associated resources relocated to classified underground. Let me put this link. I'm gonna put this link up. I know some of y'all there. Man, you frustrated with the way you're reading it, but that is the way they got it typed here. I'm telling you. It's classified as every other word. Well, let me just finish. I only got like two lines. It says, far surpassing our darkest nightmare should casualties exceed classified. Body disposal action shall be halted and associated resources reallocated to classified, underground classified, protecting birthing centers. Oh, my goodness. This is an epidemic. A new bill of rights shall be drafted and approved by classified. Why don't he say approved by Congress? Is the Congress still around? Do we still have a government? A new bill of rights shall be drafted and approved by. Having now reviewed the bill, I ask you to please cast your vote. Did y'all get how that ended? One more time. Good night. Far surprise, he goes on to say that's classified. Far surpassing our darkest nightmares should casualties exceed classified. Body disposal action shall be halted and associated resources reallocated to classified, underground classified, protecting birthing centers. And then he goes on to say a new bill of rights shall be drafted and approved by, or he just said the United States government. But he's saying classified as though the United States is taken over by somebody else, and this somebody else is going to be drafted. Fill me in. What do you think? And then he goes on to say, ends it with having now reviewed the bill, I ask you to please cast your vote. Does anybody have a copy of this bill with no classified on it? I don't think you probably hold those kind of ranks. But anyway, I'm going to try my best to post this in the chat room, but it's pretty long. I don't think you can. Let me try to post this in the chat room because I know y'all want to see this. But this is crazy. This has got to be the craziest thing I've ever come across in my entire life. I've never seen nothing like this, ever. Brother Joseph is on the line, so I'm going to bring him on here in a second. But I am just, really, every time I read this, it just mess with me. Okay, but let's go ahead and bring him on. Brother Joseph, are you there?
Hey, Brother.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
I'm a little bit did you hear me reading that? I mean, I probably sound crazy reading it. With all those classifiers, you can't get past nothing. Did you hear me reading that?
Yes, I did. I'm very familiar with that. Now, you know, in the time of a such crisis as that, everything being handed over to the United Nations.
So you United think that's Nations. You think that's who the classified is when he talks about they're going to draft a new Bill of Rights?
Well, I ain't going to say that, but I know when a crisis like that happens in this country, the United Nations is going to be the sole head honcho of the United States. The United States is not going to, you know, exist no more. It's going to be the United Nations who going to take over everything and manage the crisis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That right there, I'm trying to, as you speak, and I'm trying to post this on in the chat room where everybody can see word for word what I just read, and they can see it's very hard reading. It's got classified there. So anyway, for those who don't know who you are, let's back up just a little bit. For those of you who don't know who Brother Joseph is, Brother Joseph, give him about a 3-minute intro, because some people don't know you from Adam. Let them know just in 3 minutes, this, you know, otherwise they won't know who you are. Please.
Well, I'm Brother JoJo, you know, no such titles behind my name. You know, I'm just a regular old brother, you know, trying to be diligent you know, in my everyday searching of information. No.
Okay. All right. Well, and this brother right here, he probably he don't like to toot his own horn, but I'm telling y'all, I listen to a lot of Bible ministers. I'm very familiar with the Hal Lindsays of the world. I'm very familiar with a lot of people that are out here sharing what they feel the Most High is doing in these latter days. And this brother right here, he come at you in a way you just don't see him coming. I mean, you know, a lot of people hear him and go, oh, who is this brother talking about? You know, this brother right here is been studying this for many, many years, and a lot of y'all heard about his testimony going in and out of prison, and the Most High set him free out of that environment. He was known in the prisons as the man to talk to what's going on the outside world, what's going on, the prophetic, as far as what is going on in our world. And then he got the attention of some colonels, of a colonel, of a gentleman, that came to prison to see him, and whoever this guy was did not have to check in with prison officials because he was such a high-ranked person. They heard about his influence in the prison. They heard about, you know, they just heard about who he was, and they came to see him. A colonel came to see this brother you listened to in the prison because of his knowledge, and I think they was trying to recruit him to get the, to get him to, you know, just share out some of the things that they was talking about. And it's just a lot of people come across like that. So, y'all, I've already done a show on this brother, so I'm not going to go too much into it because we're here to talk about something else tonight. But y'all got to check out the previous shows where Brother Joseph has just really blessed us over the months with just serious information, okay? So make that your business. But anyway, Brother Joseph, what have you been up to other than this video, before we jump into this video, because this is a whole lot to talk about?
Well, when the United States go messing with Iran, that's when we probably get that biological outbreak. Because you remember when Russia took in collapse, and you know Russia was very advanced in these biologicals. So when they collapse, Iran took and sought after them scientists and brought them to Iran. And that's, you know, that's took them up, paid them like $5,000 a month, and that's took care of them for that technology. So the biologicals where Iran got came from out of Russia. So
I agree with you there. You're on point there.
So if the United States attack these people, then they're going to unleash it. And they got sales all over the United States. But seems like this thing is all orchestrated. You know, we don't know how far this thing going to get out of hand. But seems like it's set up to put the United Nations in charge. You know, to carry to a limit where they can draw it back. You know, where Isaiah said in chapter 14, is this the man who weakens the nations? And, you know, and so on and so on. You can go look at it in chapter 14. But is this the man? You know, Isaiah was telling us, when we find out who this man is, we're going to be dumbfounded because he's right in our eyesight. He right there. But I have some very, very interesting to share with the family tonight. And it goes back into Eisenhower. Because, you know, 1947 was when a lot of technology was coming to the United States. If you notice, this country, after 1947, went almost from horse and buggy to, you know, modern age, you know, in leaps and bounds, you know, with the computer, you know, the Cray computers and all this technology, but the ball was dropped. So the man named Alex Kaja, and I'm ready to cue it up whenever you're ready.
Okay, so what are you, say it again, what you're going to queue up for?
I'm going to queue up, an audio piece of a man named Alex Carlyle. And, the information where
he
been getting,
about?
He talking about how the United States came in contact with all this back engineered alien technology, and how this technology was meant for the people, but it went in the, you know. It went dark, you know. You know, that's why we got Area 54, Dawson, S4, and all these other deep underground military bases. See, they got the technology. That technology was meant for humanity as a whole. You know, free energy, zero point energy, cold fusion, hot fusion, no substance using dirty fossil fuels and dirty electricity, and so on and so on.
Well, listen, let's do this. I want to hear what you're gonna cue up. This, I want to hear this, brother, because I know if you bring something to the table, it's gonna be heavy. I already know that, but I don't want to run past this HR bill 8791 so quickly. Now, I mean, because some people, if this hits you like it hit me when I first heard it, and again, it's been like 3 weeks ago, it floored me. I was like, where's the outcry? And on the internet, lots of people have said that about this bill. Where's the outcry? I mean, when they put it on YouTube, I mean, right away it got a lot of hits. You know, it ain't reached a million because people, that's what it should reach, is a million. People just kind of feel like they're overwhelmed. Americans, I think, are overwhelmed by their family. Even in churches, people are overwhelmed with all they feel like. A lot of pastors are teaching you. They're putting things on people that they just can't do. And when you got that, you got your husband putting demands on you, your wife putting demands on you, your kids putting demands on you, job putting demands on you, society putting demands on you. Don't be a black man or black woman, you know. All these demands, and then you find out that the world you live in has issues, and then you find out the country you live in is an imperialist country, a country that's going about, you find out later in life that they are actually causing the problems in the world. Your nation that you said, you know, is full of liberty and justice for all, you find out are the greatest robbers of the very freedom that they talk about on the planet. It's a lot, Brother Joseph. It's a lot. Then you hear about this HR bill. This bill where you find out that something is coming, and this is not a little congressional hearing. I don't know how people understand what exactly a congressional hearing, how serious it is, but from congressional hearings just like that, you can start a war. That vote could have been the start of war. It wasn't, but I'm just saying it's settings just like that when they decide to go to war. After they vote, okay, we're going to war. That's how serious the voting was. And that thing took 1 minute and 46 seconds. Again, Brother Joseph, we got all night. Not all night, but we got a whole nother hour. We're going to hear what you want to chew up, for sure. But I just don't want to just skate over this bill, H.R. 8791. This man was talking fast. They don't normally go that fast through no bill. I mean, they do kind of move through. But when you're talking about something as big as that, do you really think you need to spend 1 minute and 46 seconds? It's almost like somebody got up and went to the restroom and then passed it before they get back. I mean, that's almost how they did that. That was major. And then everything is classified. And what is going on when he starts talking about the urban areas? Should event occur in urban areas? Should event occur in urban areas? He said it twice. And then there's a long pause. He says, Jesus, long pause and he gulped. What in the world is he seeing that's happening in the urban areas? We just can't skate over this, my brother. What I'm trying to say is, even though we don't know what he's talking about because everything is so classified, we need to be praying to the Most High that he would reveal that to us. Because I'm going to tell you something. If we get foreknowledge of something that is going to happen, there is not nobody under the sound of my voice that's going to be, that is a fool enough to be in this country if you know there's going to be an epidemic. And remember, when they have epidemics, unlike the movies, well, they do it in the movies too, they don't let you out of the country because you got a disease. If it's something like some type of a major outbreak, you just can't go in. As you probably, I'm going to Canada. I'm going to Caribbean. So it's almost like the Most High have to alert you before.
And
this is why it pays to really listen to the voice of the Most High. Some people are just religious. They don't really believe. They're just practicing this, that, and the other religion. They don't been more believing in no voice that can save you in the man the moon. But I do. And I think this conversation tonight is hoping, I hope this conversation tonight really inspire and encourage people to start praying about this. And I said earlier, I gave a warning that this show is not for everybody. I don't want this to show to be something where people can't just, you know, because it rattled me when I first heard it, because I know what congressional hearings mean. And I know when I started hearing the word classified, because I know history. This is serious business. And so I just feel like it might mean you, as one person was saying in their class with regards to how to combat what is happening in this coming from the United States. They said it's good you have a round trip ticket. Just keep it updated every year, because you know airfare is only good for like a year. So they said buy an unrestricted ticket. And every year go and get it renewed to where you can use it any time you need to. Not none of them cheap tickets where you got to pay 21 days. You got to give a 21-day advance notice, 14-day advance notice. No, this is a full fare ticket. Even if you can't afford a full fare round trip, do full fare one way. And keep it fresh every year. Go back to the airport, get it renewed because it expires in a year. And they say keep your passport valid. Everybody should have a passport. I mean, I'm not trying to, again, rattle people, but, Brother Joseph, this is very serious. This is very serious. If we do something to Iran, and I think you're right, again, the prophet has spoken. You don't think you're a prophet, but I believe you are, because I think you hit the nail right on the head. We are picking on Iran. We're finding all kind of reasons. We're doing the same thing with Iran we've done with all types of government. Now, the propaganda has started. We're saying all kind of bad things about their leader. And, you know, we got getting America brainwashed about Iran. Next thing you know, our boys are going to be in Iran. As soon as they get Obama out of the way, because he don't want to, you know, he don't want to be no warmonger. I know a lot of people don't like him, but he does not want to be a warmonger. It was already set up before he went in there. That's the only reason he participated in Iraq and Afghanistan. Obama don't want no soldiers in those areas, trust me. Anyway, they're going to get him out of there. They're going to get him out of there. They'll get some warmonger in there, or they'll leave him in there, and they'll tie his hands so they're just controlling. That's probably what will happen. And all I'm saying is, you're right. We're going to end up in war with Iran, and they're going to do something very I hope this don't happen, but if we end up doing something to them with as many people as they have here, I do see that this House Bill, 8791, being a reality. Go ahead.
But you know, brother, it's all, to me, this is what I see. It's like all of stuff. It's just going to be just a setup that's going to do the United States, so the United Nations can come in and manage everything. Because I just see a setup.
I think you're right.
I kind of lost my thought, but you know, a lot of people, they can say what they want to say, but the United States. But the United States, the way they got this government set up, the government is for the people. And the people, you know, this is the people's government. You know, whatever they don't like, they can bring their congressmen and senators home and found. But no one is taking responsibility. Everybody is just what would you call it? Sidetracked with all the diversions and everything. But this is one of the best governments anybody could have. But don't nobody want to take responsibility and keep these people in line. Once they knock the United States out, that's going to be it.
Well, I don't know about you saying it's one of the best governments. We have to analyze that with a magnifying glass, because I don't see that at all. I see a place, Brother Joseph. If the Bible, it's either it, are we the whore in the Bible or not? You can't be the whore. Let's just talk about this for a second.
You know how she got to be the whore, right?
Hold on. Let's do this, because this is another little short audio clip. Just so everybody, we on the same wavelength. We want everybody to be thinking the same thoughts. Not same thoughts, but just so everybody know what we're talking about when we say Revelation. I'm looking for this clip of Revelation. Just real quick, this is only 2 minutes and 58 seconds. Listen how about the 10 horns. It's talking about a beast with 10 horns. Please don't go Hollywood on me, y'all. They're just talking about 10 nations. But check this out. Listen to when they talk about the 10 horns. 2 minutes and 58 seconds is as long as this reading is. Check it out.
Chapter 17. And there came one of the 7 angels which had the 7 vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will shew unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the 7 heads and 10 horns.
The
beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are 7 kings, 5 are fallen, and 1 is. And the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the 8th, and is of the 7, and goeth into perdition. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have 1 mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called, and chosen, and faithful. And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes, and nations and tongues. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree, and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth.
Now, people get on my nerve when they start hearing anything they don't understand. They're so quick to throw out the whole book of Revelations. We can start anything they say, you know, anything you read. And we got to be smart enough to understand that we don't know everything. And the truth is often going to sound stranger than fiction. Now, if the United States is not that place they're describing, who could it be? What nation calls it a city, but then it says it rules over all the kingdoms of the earth? Somebody may say, well, it's already passed. Has it? Somebody may say, well, yeah, it is a nation, but it's the United States. It made the nations of the world wealthy through her delicacies. Revelation 7:18 goes into it a little bit deeper. I'm saying to y'all, there is a nation. And we still going to listen to that clip, Brother Joseph got. Hold on, Brother Joseph. There is a nation that the Bible talks about that is going to have 10 horns. These going to be other nations. And they're going to, you heard the reader just say, they're going to hate this whore. And they're going to make her desolate. And they're going to eat her. Meaning, you know, they're going to destroy her. That's what the Bible, when it says, like in the Old Testament, when it talks about men being so desperate and destitute, they eat their children. And the women eat their babies. It don't mean eat like we think eat. It just means take what belongs to those kids for yourself. These nations is going to take, and that everybody, when you start studying the New World Order, it's the first thing you start hearing about how other nations is conspiring against the United States. They want the dollar to fall. And, you know, you can't really tell when you look at these nations because they're all holding hands. They're smiling. These leaders are smiling with each other. But they really want the fall of the United States. And the Bible says that the Most High put it in the heart of these nations to do that, even if it's not the United States. Don't you think that's some strange stuff? Whoever the nation is, that's the whore or Babylon, don't you think it's strange to take 10 nations and put it in the heart of those nations to lock up and come against this big nation? That right there is something. Even if we can't agree on it being the United States. Go ahead, Brother Joseph. But I just wanted to say that because when you say this is a great government,
and then see that also go back to the European Union, the North American Union. Then you got your Asian Union. It's gonna be 10 unions, and you know all together. Now, you know in the Bible where it says, strange men from afar crept in unaware, and corrupted and defiled the nations. See,
now,
hold on,
what you just quote. Everybody don't know what you're saying. You're quoting a scripture. Say it again.
Strange men from afar crept in unaware, and corrupted and defiled the nations. And the people. So when you look at the United States, didn't some crept in unaware? Who running this thing now? The corporations. The dark people, the United Nations. How the United Nations get, you know, come in a foreign, sovereign country? And you know where the United Nations sets at. Now, once was a swine slaughtering house. Can you imagine all the swine blood was dripping and running right there where the United Nations sits that day? That's how evil that place is. That was a slaughtering house right there.
Well, the United Nations concept is not a bad concept at all. The problem with the United Nations is, Brother Joseph, is it's really ran by the United States.
Yeah,
it ain't nothing with the United States. You know, it's nothing more than a pimp. It's like we're the pimp, and that's our want our girls, so to speak, working the streets for us. That's kind of where the United Nations is. It doesn't, you know, I mean, with the can't think of the powers we have. I mean, people try to make it like it's fair and all that, but whatever the United States want, they get. So that's not a very effective system. That's why I don't like the United Nations, but I think it's a very wonderful idea for all the nations to come together and try to agree on doing something, but that's not what's happening. It's a lot of countries, they don't have voting, they can't even vote on certain issues, so it's a joke. The United Nations is a joke. It's just another smoke. It's like the World Health Organization. All these organizations in the bed with the United States, and it's just it's the United States with a different face. If you study the World Health Organization, the World Bank, the United Nations, International Monetary Fund, it's the same people. It really is. But go ahead.
Now, this clip I'm getting ready to cue up, Alice Collier goes into how everything got corrupted.
Okay, go ahead with that.
The words he choose and the way he go in on everything, it just brings it home to you. So you ready for me to cue it up?
Cue it up.
Okay.
Now, one more time, let everybody know who this is.
This is a man named Alex Collier. Collier. And he just goes in. I don't know where he get all this knowledge from, but I'm gonna let y'all figure it out.
Alex, you know, it dawned on me that 14 years ago, Easter weekend, 1995, that the draft got together and did an interview of any kind. So,
okay, the sound is not that good, Brother Joseph. Set it up the way you had it earlier, because it's not sounding good at all.
Well, it's a pleasure. I'm sorry it took 14 years to do it again.
I'm glad we're getting the chance today. Hey, in the last few years, there's been an awful lot going on in the United States, and I think a lot of people have changed their view of what the United States is really all about. I think they've come to realize that some of the things that we've been doing, that we've allowed our government officials to do, haven't really been in our best interest. Tell me about your perception about the direction the United States has headed.
Well, you know, the country is always a reflection of the people. And it is my opinion that, yes, we have a governmental bureaucracy that claims to love America, but clearly by its actions and the laws and the way it's beginning to attack the citizenry, it hates Americans. But really, who's to blame for that? I mean, it's very easy to blame the government, but the government essentially is just our voted representatives. I mean, there is a bureaucracy around that government that manages and does the day-to-day grunt work, but essentially, you know, it's the Congress and the Senate and the executive branch who we vote for, who we put into office. Now, I've said this back in the early 90s, 92, 93, 94, I was saying a lot of this was coming. And you know, really, who do we have to blame? And quite frankly, Rick, we have ourselves to blame. It's the citizens' fault. We abdicated management of the government to a group of politicians who are allowed to take campaign contributions from private industry, from corporations, from the military-industrial complex to do their bidding. We got on with our lives, I guess mistakenly trusting that our representatives, when they took the oath of office, actually meant it. Obviously, they didn't. Because now what we have is a horrible situation. We have a government that isn't in any way, shape, or form a representative of the Constitution or even the Bill of Rights. In fact, those two documents barely exist at all. The government isn't acting like they exist, and they're going to continue to do what they want to do or what they're being told to do. So let me put it that way without being told to. So, you know, it's people. We screwed up. We didn't manage the government. We didn't pay attention to what they were doing. As long as there was food on the shelves, as long as gas was cheap, as long as everybody was working, nobody cared. But guess what? Reality's hit home now. Now we have a government spending our dollar into absolute oblivion. We also have devaluation of the dollar. You know, the chickens are coming home the roost, and now everybody's beginning to wake up and say, oh, my God, what the hell have these guys been doing? And, you know, now we know. You know, it's out there, and it's at a point where they're not even bothering to hide it anymore. So, you know, what the question really comes down to is this. America is changing dramatically, and it's changing very, very fast. And it really comes down to a very simple premise in my perspective. Do you want freedom and liberty, or do you want socialism? Now, there are some dramatic differences between the two. One requires self-responsibility and self-government. The other is you become a natural resource of the state, and they will tell you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And if for any reason at any time they decide they no longer need you, as Henry Kissinger so aptly put it, then we all become useless seekers. So this is where it's at. There is no really middle road as I see it. I think everybody waiting for one man to do something, for example, President Obama, to change the company, to change the government, to change the world, is ridiculous. He is just one guy, and you know, the governments of the world are not run by offices. They're run by corporations. They're run by corporations, and those corporations are run by a program. And that program essentially has control of everything. It controls the money. It controls the technology. It controls the governments. It controls the media. And some of the personages within that program are not us. They're extraterrestrial. And I know many people will say, oh, that can't be, never happened. Well, it doesn't matter at this point what they think. What is what is. And that's where we are. And now it's all coming to the forefront. And the next couple of years are going to be just the most interesting and the most full of growth opportunities for people. Dark night of the souls for many people. And an opportunity to not only change the way we live, but also the way to change our perspectives on how we want to live. And, you know, really think about what really is important. You know, is it the money? Is it the dollar? Is it the big car? Is it the million-dollar home? It isn't any of that. It's our family and it's our friends. We don't need all this crap. We just don't. You know, what's important is who we are. Where are we going with ourselves? Have people looked inside themselves and said, you know, I do all this work, I support all these other things and all these other people. Am I actually fulfilling what I want to do? Am I, in fact, following my passion? Am I truly happy with my effort and what I've done? You know, have I made any difference whatsoever in what's going on here in the world? Now, if you can be a clerk in a 7-Eleven and say, yeah, this is my life's fulfillment, well, bully for you. Great. But I know that in actuality, that's far and few in between. People really need to start evaluating and get extremely creative to figure out what is it that they can do to fulfill themselves, to fulfill their dreams, to at least know what those dreams are and start going after it. You know, folks, it isn't about the extraterrestrials, though that's important because it'll give us a different perspective of who we are. Ultimately, when you come right down to it, the question that has to be asked is, who am I? What is it that I want? What is it that I'm creating? What is it that I want to create? You know, how much am I actually valued by myself, my family? Am I loved? Am I respected? Am I doing, am I finding my heart's desire? okay, it's instant salvation. And that doesn't work, you know. And it's not that anybody actually needs salvation. They just need to love themselves. And in finding that, and in truly embracing that love, that passion for themselves, and honoring themselves, you'd be amazed at how much crap that's in your life will just fall away. Because, you know, what isn't real will just fall away when you're actually on your path. You know, and I can't tell people what their path is. I'm still working on my path. But it's all about self-responsibility. And that isn't going to change. That's where the real growth, that's where the real evolution comes from. In America, we had that opportunity, and we did it for some time. But for the last 50 years, God, it's just gone downhill. I mean, we've had this incredible opportunity to change the world. You know, and now the world's very upset with us. And,
well, let's take a look at that for a second. Okay, Alex, you've mentioned that Eisenhower lost control of the U.S. government, and that it really has never been redeemed by the U.S. people. And I think we all want to know, how did that happen?
Well, that's not exactly what I said. He didn't lose control of government, but he lost control of the technology. Apparently, you know, and this information is out there. Brigadier General Lovekin said in the Disclosure Project testimony, that's disclosureproject.org, which I recommend to everybody. You know, he mentioned that the technology was being reverse engineered, but it went black. It went black very, very quickly. And it was really literally a matter of weeks that he lost control of where the technology was because it went black. And a lot of that had to do with deniability for not only the executive branch, but the government as a whole. Now, who's actually managing this? And this is where I think a lot of people are confused. A lot of people think that the government has this technology. The government doesn't have this technology. We paid for it, but programs have this technology. A lot of this technology was reverse engineered by programs created by contractors. Government contractors who have this technology, and then a program was built above all of this, probably with the help of the NSA, because to this day nobody's ever read their charter, so we don't know exactly what they're mandated to do other than snoop on everybody, okay? That's where this technology is. It isn't that the government has it. It isn't that Obama can get his hands on it and say, okay, I'm taking it and I'm giving it to the people. It isn't like that at all. If you remember, Jimmy Carter tried to find out about extraterrestrials, and it was George Bush Sr., who was then director of the CIA, told him, sorry, Mr. President, your classification, your clearance isn't high enough. This is documented. So he couldn't find out anything. Bill Clinton did exactly the same thing. He tried to find out, but he was given limited information because he didn't have the clearance. Well, who can give the president clearance for this? Right? Who authorizes clearance to the president to know about this stuff? Well, if he doesn't know about it, then who does? Who's managing the information if the president of the United States doesn't have access to it? Clearly, there's your secret government. Those who are managing these programs, because they have this technology that's thousands of years in advance of what we're using commercially. We have no access to it. Our elected officials have no access to it. The government has no access to it. Okay, but these programs exist nonetheless. And we are paying for this, okay, taxpayers, but we're not driving any of the benefit of it. That is your secret government. Everything else is smoke and mirrors. Okay, what's coming down the pipe now is the fact that they have this technology and they're basically making choices. They're deciding what kind of society, what kind of world we're going to live in, who stays, who goes, what areas go through war, what areas stay in peace, which natural resources are going to be taken over. All of this is being managed by the program. And let's take a jump back to John F. Kennedy. This is not something I've ever said publicly, but if you recall, one of the things that John Kennedy did, one of the first acts he did, was to abolish the Special Operations Coordinating Group within the interesting is after he was assassinated, Johnson reinstalled that group. Now, who is this group? Who is the special group? Nobody knows. Nobody really knows who they are. Administrations come and go, but rumor has it they stay. They stay and they manage all the data, all the information, everything. For example, also during Kennedy's administration, he signed an executive order in June, 11110, I believe it was, executive order, authorizing the United States Treasury to print interest-free money. Started with fives and tens. That executive order, in fact, is still on the Federal Register and it has never been repealed, but we don't do anything about it. The government doesn't do anything about it. The Treasury. Who is doing it? The Federal Reserve. And the reason you won't ever find the Federal Reserve being audited, or they won't allow you to audit it, is because they have created trillions of dollars to fund the secret space program that McKenna, this kid over in England, found out about. That's the deal. That's the reality of the situation. You know, and you can go pound your head on the wall, you can do whatever, but that's it. That is where our secret government is. It is there, it is real, managing everything at this point. And they really don't give a damn what the people think. They really don't. They have their own agenda. And they're doing their own thing. We don't need the space shuttle. We haven't needed it forever. There are many people out there talking about special spacecraft, Tango Romeo 3 Bravos, Tango Romeo 3 Alphas, et cetera, et cetera. These are all very real spacecraft. They, in fact, do exist. And they do have some solar system travel. We are so far amazing. And in one sense, we can be proud of that, but in the other sense, where is the technology? Why is it that we are still being strangled by oil companies? It's ridiculous. Because they fear an economic collapse? Well, we printed the dollar into oblivion. The economic collapse is coming anyway. So why don't we just release the free energy and the technology that they have, you know, to power homes, to power cities? Let's just do it. They're destroying the economy of the government anyway by printing the dollar into oblivion. And that is going to happen. You know, you can't fix debt by creating more debt. Who ever heard of that? And if you look at the history of economics, there is not a single fiat currency that has lasted more than 64 years. Ours is the only exception, but here we are. You know, here we are. We are about to hit the wall anytime within the next 18 months. So, again, it comes back to the American people. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you want? What kind of a country do you want? Half of you don't even vote. You don't even register to vote.
Okay, Brother Joseph.
Literally, you
okay. Now, I like him. I like him for many reasons. I like the brother. I mean, I like his perspective. And I know we may have some disagreements on the religion. He don't seem to be, you know, he probably won't like this whole spiritual warfare piece I talk about. But if you go study those very people he's talking about, like I've been doing for many, many years, I tell you, a guy by the name of Eustace Mullins, E-U-S-T-I-C-E, Eustace Mullins. Anybody type his name in there?
And that's my home. I'm from Virginia.
Huh?
That's my homeboy. He's from Stanton, Virginia.
Oh, really? This older gentleman has wrote a book called The New World Order. And I mean, it's not just him, it's hundreds, probably thousands, maybe millions out there. But anybody that really has got a hand on this thing and been studying it and have been able to penetrate here and there, because, you know, a lot of our white brothers and sisters can go a little further with the research and spying. They can take cameras. That's what happened with the whole Bohemian Grove. You know, some brothers, some white brothers of ours broke in there and filmed them, well-to-do, rich, powerful people having these rituals in the woods. And that's how we found out about Bohemian Grove. Well, Eustace Mullins is another one of those people out there that has access And it's not just him, but it's lots of people that have been talking about this New World Order. And at the top of it, I brought him up to say, at the top, and not just him, many people say this, the higher you go up with the secret societies and the people that really run the behind the scenes, the more you hear of Satan and God or the Most High, whatever they want to call the Creator, they're not atheists. They are not atheists. So when I hear somebody like the brother that just shared with me, you can dog out religion, because religion is man attempt to worship the Most High. All these rituals we do, you know, all these things we do to try to work. That's rich. That's religion. But now if you start not paying homage to the spiritual realm, you lost me. You lost me, and you lose lots of points, because every single, all these powerful people, not one of them I've heard is an atheist. There is a spiritual realm, and anybody that's going to be running this planet is going to have some kind of power in that realm. As the Bible says in Ephesians 6, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The war has never, ever been with flesh and blood. Flesh and blood don't have the capacity to pull off some of the wicked, mind-boggling, ancient, old tricks that's out there. It has to be beings that have lived past our lifespan. So while mankind is wicked, for sure, we don't know about ancient, old battles, thousands and thousands of years old, fought in the heavenlies, and what's going on. And the New World Order is just a phrase we put on this kingdom of darkness. It's really just a kingdom of darkness combating the kingdom of the Most High. The Most High declares that there is going to come a new heaven and a new earth, and Satan and his fallen angels have set up their own government. And they're deceived into believing that they are going to rule this earth. It's just an old war. And mankind get involved, and they learn things, and they start trying to make it secrets and all of this, and try to create a little club around it. But the bottom line is, Brother Joseph, this was, is, and will always be about a spiritual war. Warfare in the spirit. Once somebody understand that, when they run across these people, these powerful people, and they start seeing stuff, they won't flip out and think they're crazy. You know, you won't. I mean, it's so much. I guess, Brother Joseph, what I'm trying to say is there is so much in the spiritual realm. Our realm is so limited. Our natural realm is so limited. That's why I don't pay people much attention to say there is no God. People that say, you know, that's stuck on black and white. You know, people talking about the white man, it's the white man. And yeah, the white man is being used. I understand that. But he cannot. It is an insult to the intelligence to think that this white man is the problem. It is an insult to humanity. White people haven't always even been on the planet. You know, Europe hasn't always even been on the planet. There's a new kid on the block. There's some old, ancient, Ethiopian, African, and what do you even call Africa back then? But that land, there's some old spirits. There's some ruling spirits in the heavenly that the Bible talks about that rule our planet. They rule our government. And these powerful people know them. And when you start studying this stuff, you start hearing these names, Beelzebub, and you start hearing about the old temple. You start hearing about masonry, and it all goes back to Israel and Israelites. And the Israelites, it all goes back. The deeper you go into this research, the older it gets, the more it takes you back. Egyptology. The more you study, the deeper you go back into it. It's all going to point you back to the spiritual realm. So when folks are walking around here trivializing spiritual realm, trivializing angels, trivializing demons, they don't get no play with me. So I enjoyed the brother. I want to listen to him more. But I don't think he's down too much with the spirituality. So he can only go so far.
No,
see, I'm keeping it real.
Hey, bro, so see, where he went, he was carrying you to Area 51, Dawson, S4, where they doing this this procreation. They trying to create something where they taking all the DNA, all this DNA synchronizing, all this exotic weaponry system. That's where all the technology at. That's where it went dark at, right there. That's where he was going in at.
But technology, Brother Joseph, real quick, I want to hear what you're saying. Well, keep your thought. But technology, it cannot even be in the same conversation. Technology can fail with you just simply unplugging the cord. All of it just stops. I'm talking about something that supersedes technology. I'm talking about people that can communicate mind to mind. I'm talking about spirits that can walk in the room and people know each other and never met each other. I'm talking about people communicating. Oh, I'm on a whole other level because somebody got to control those computers. Somebody got to put in the little keyboard and the mouse and that. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. What I'm talking about is showing off power. I'm talking about I'm talking about the kind of stuff they build on pyramids with. I'm talking about stuff that our technology can't figure out. I'm talking about stuff that can be shut down. Don't have to have a hard drive. I'm talking about some people walking around that can talk to the dead, like in the Old Testament when Saul needed to know whether Israel was going to win the war, and he went and got that soothsayer, that woman with the familiar spirit, and she spoke to Samuel, who was dead. And Samuel told him that he was going to lose the war, and you and your son's going to be with me this evening, meaning you're going to die like I'm dead. Samuel's first words was when Saul spoke to him, through this woman, remember Samuel is dead, the woman is alive on the earth, so is Saul. Saul called forth this dead man. There are people walking around you at Walmart, at Kmart, at the post office. There's people walking around with gifts like this. Well, check this out. There are people in power that know who those people are. You think they ain't pimped them out and got them working for them? There is some heavy stuff going on, man. Your mind cannot wrap around it. These little old programmers, technology, yeah, I understand the Russians and there's some big fight over the, you know, who can produce the next bit. I understand all this the war with technology, and that's all we got is some guns to bust each other up out of here. I know about that. But I'm talking about some deeper stuff, man. I'm talking about some people that don't fight for money. They don't. What about people that don't need money? What are you going to say about them people? What are you talking about? People that's all their life they've had wealth, and their name is like a credit card. They don't ask no money for it. I'm talking about folks that can just. Brother Joseph, follow me for a second. There are people. They don't need money. Everybody don't need money on this planet. There are people that just live off their name, Rockefeller. It's people that will just give him money just to put his name on stuff. Bilderberg Group. There are people this part of this inside club, man, they don't do nothing for money. You can't fathom who these people are. They just go. The world is like a playground. They just go. They want to go do what they want to do. They control wars. Some wars, it has been documented, has been planned as much as 30 years in advance. I'm talking about some show enough power, Brother Joseph. I'm talking about folks that's possessed, just like Christians or believers are possessed by God. and they seek to possess, they seek to seek his will and be possessed by the Holy Spirit. Well, on the other side, there are those that want to be possessed by their leader, Satan, and they are possessed. With that possession comes the ability of those spirits. Like when you possess by the Holy Spirit, what does the Holy Spirit give you? When you possess by the Most High, when you lay down your life and you follow the Most High, he gives you power, right? What does the Bible say? You get 9 gifts, 9 abilities. Like you're like a Superman. You have to get the discerning of spirits. You get the working of miracles. You get the gift of healing. You get tongues and interpretation, your own private prayer language, a whole new communication system. Nobody understands what you're saying when you go off in tongues and you're communicating. I mean, this is serious business. All right, just
but
like
reality.
You get those 9. Hold on one thing. Well, I know
reality.
I'm talking a lot here. But hold on. Just like you get those 9 gifts, so when you become possessed by Satan, you have access to other evil spirits. There are spirits that know who you are and pay homage to you, and they're inside of other beings, other human beings, and you as a high priest, because you're possessed by Satan or possessed by these spirits, there's a whole ranking going on, man. And these folks walk around, they spotted, but they're wicked. There are some people that's just wicked. We don't understand. We lie, we cheat. Some of us look at other women. We do these sins, and they are wrong. These sins is wrong, wrong, wrong. But this kind of evil I'm talking about, where you can make a decision like that woman, that wicked, wicked woman made that decision that caused the United States to go to war with Iran. Do you know it was all over white media? And I can't say white because I don't want to get off on this white-black thing, but I'm just saying so everybody knows who she is. I forget her name. But she met with a weapons inspector from Iran. He told her there was no weapons in Iran. She ran this media thing talking about there's weapons in Iran, a flat lie. And the government jumped on it, used her research, used her interview, said we got hard evidence, and they just built on that lie, and end up causing millions of people's lives. I think it's millions, I can say that safely. But that all started over a lie from a media, one of these, God, I can think of her name. I can't think of this woman's name. But I was shocked to find out that the war in Iraq all started over a woman that twisted truth. Now, that woman right there, I would bet with everything I got, she's probably possessed by evil spirits. That's some wicked stuff right there. But go ahead, man.
But reality, though. Now, the way humanity, well, I'm going to say it like this here. The road that humanity is going down, we will get World War III if we don't take responsibilities for ourselves. It's a little deeper than, you know, religion and the Bible. You got to deal with reality. You know, no one taking responsibility. You know, World War III don't have to kick off the way it's going to kick off. What else I was going to I've been kind of losing my thought, brother Seth. If we was to get more involved in what we should be getting involved in, these people wouldn't be doing the things that they're doing. We letting them do this. We not trying to destroy spiritual wickedness. We not trying to search the devil out and kill him. You know, it's talk like, oh, you can't kill the devil. I don't believe that. I believe you can kill him dead. No one trying to destroy wickedness. No one trying to do anything but letting it happen. That's all I'm saying, brother. Don't none of this supposed to happen. If man would
brother
take
Joseph.
Responsibility of what he's supposed
brother
to
Joseph. Do. Brother Joseph, let me tell you something. Ever since the inception of this so-called planet, war, the Bible says there's a time for everything under the sun. World War III is a blessing. It's an awesome blessing if the person
that's defeated in that war is a tyrant. If you got a tyrant, a thief, a murderer, and you put him away, that's a blessing. Only reason there ain't no blessing is if it's on us, we say it ain't no blessing, but everybody else is rejoicing. When our towers fell down 9-1-1, they was jumping up and down the other side of the world. Why? Because they see us as the bad guy. What am I trying to say here? If the United States is Babylon of Revelation 17 and 18, if I could be just smoking on something, maybe she's not. But if the United States is Babylon, the Bible says she made the nations drunk with her wine. What does that mean? It says the nations of the world got their wealth by her. We understand that. Hold on. What I'm not trying to say is you and I might love America, and I do, it's all I know. So, yes, there is a love for the United States. But
I'm
I love
hold on,
Brother Joseph. I promise, just give me 1 minute. I'm going to look at this clock because I know what I'm talking about, and I don't want to dominate. So give me 1 minute. I'm literally looking at a clock, folks. 36 seconds, now 55. If the United States is causing the kind of havoc that the world is saying and complaining about to the United Nations and all these human rights, if we are as wicked as they say, who are we to be hollering to God about how it's not fair when he decides to destroy us? We don't have any trouble destroying Iraq because we feel like it's a wicked place. We have no problem destroying Russia because we feel like it's a wicked place. Well, what if, according to the Most High, we are the most wicked? I don't want nothing to happen to the United States because everybody I know live here. But I got to be pro-heaven. I got to be pro-world. I got to be pro-righteous, not pro-America. I'm pro-Iran. I'm pro-Iraq. I'm pro-any nation, every nation. I'm pro-planet. I'm not no American. I'm a citizen of the world. I'm about the kingdom of the Most High. Whoever the Most High say is wicked is wicked. Whatever flag has got blood on it, it's got blood on it. Whoever's acting like the devil is acting like the devil. My ability just might be on the right side. What does the Most High say about it? I can't be looking at where I was born and all that. The world will never know peace if everybody just say, well, I'm pro my country. We'll fight forever. Go ahead.
Now, this is what I'm saying, brother. We know who causing all the problem. Why ain't nobody snatched up the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds? Them representatives, them senators. Them people supposed to be in jail. Just like that NDAA. That don't supposed to be passed. We just sitting back letting all this happen with the form of government that these people have. They just letting this stuff happen. Ain't nobody trying to get at these wicked people. They just letting it materialize.
I disagree. I think Ron Paul has been done. I think a lot of people have been done, but these people are so untouchable. They're so slick. They're not organized.
They can be reached and they can be touched.
I'm telling you, brother.
See, all this gonna lead into the end result. It's gonna be a civil war revolution in this country. You see, now you just spoke on the gun sales they just had in December. What, $3 million worth of gun sales?
Yeah, and that's another thing, and I'm glad you brought that up, but are people aware, listeners in the chat room and on the phone lines, are y'all aware that in December, they said, this not a couple of weeks ago, Christmas, they said that was the highest gun sale ever.
since they've been selling guns. And vast majority of people selling guns, I didn't hear this, I just noticed by the spirit, they're white people. What is going on?
Guns now for black people.
Why are so many white people buying guns? And I don't think it's because they're white. I just think because they are more privy to information. There is something about to happen, and there's going to be mayhem in the streets and these grocery stores, the gas pumps, and they know that. They are saying, stock up for 2 months. That's what I keep hearing, 2 months, 60 days. Be able to not go outside for 60 days. So there's going to be a lot of crazy stuff. All I'm saying is we need to talk about this more. This topic right here, and those of y'all joining all late, we already talked about HR Bill 8791, this crazy bill. I posted the words in the chat room where this bill is talking about something coming from America's soil, flesh eating. It sounds like a disease or some kind of epidemic of some portion. And I like what this is a hard name to say, Yashriel Zion said, these things have to come to pass. Brother Joseph, I want you to hear the words of that brother again, or the sister. I'm hoping that's a brother. Yashriel Zion said, these things have to come to pass.
I'm going to add to it.
No, if the Bible says XYZ going to happen, XYZ going to happen. What we're supposed to do is not questioning it. We're supposed to line ourselves up in a way to where we are protected and that our families are protected and that also, if possible, we can actually prosper from it. You can do good even in famine if you're wise. I'm not talking about profit off of people's calamity, but I'm just saying if you know there's going to be a war coming, there's going to be a lot of bloodshed, then It's ways of business, man. You can say, you know what, I can't stop what's coming, but I got to make sure my family is able to eat. And you can make decisions to where when it's all said and done, after the 60 days of turbulence or whatever they, how many other days it's going to be, that you'll be all right. This is what we're supposed to do. That's what my goal is tonight on this phone line, on this radio, on this show. My show, Brother Joseph, you might have a different goal. My goal is I believe certain things are going to happen. And I do think what you, I feel you though, you're saying let's stop them. We can stop these people. Brother Joseph, when George Bush went to war, there was never an outcry over war than it was for the Iraq war. There was millions of people protesting in cities all over. Millions of people in Chicago, millions of people in New York, millions of people in Los Angeles, millions of people all over Europe. All through in Japan, the whole world protested. You can't get no more participation in that, and it was a joke. Those millions of people couldn't stop nothing. So even if you were successful, Brother Joseph, and you got me involved, and you got all the Blog Talk Radio, and then you got ABC listening to you and the NBC, and you had your millions, you would be nothing to people like George Bush. That man, those numbers meant nothing. Are you aware of those? People talk about that. That was the most outspoken war, more so than Vietnam. People was out by the millions. I remember this one broadcast, they actually took a camera to all these different places all over the world, and they were just showing millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people protesting the war. And they had it with no evidence. Don't tell me, do you have any idea who you're talking about?
Brother Seth, these are men just like us. Dumb people done committed treason. Now, don't you think the people had the power to call their senators and congressmen home and fire them? Do you think the people had that type of power?
I think, and I'm gonna be honest with you. Now, this is the first time this is to let you know. I'm gonna keep it real. I think for the first time, you're showing something I never saw. You're showing me your brother Joseph. Let me say it another way. I don't think you understand.
Yes, I do understand.
Hold on. I don't really think you understand. We're talking two different conversations. I'm talking about prophetic prophecies that's like universal laws. A universal law is like the law of gravity. It is going to happen. If you throw a pen, an ink pen in the air, it's going to go to the ground. These are laws that is going to happen. They're older than you and me and your mom and my mother and their parents and their parents. This has here been here for since Earth began. Earth was built, was I believe, in creation. It was these laws were set in motion when the planet was built. They'll be here when we're gone. If the Most High says that certain nations is going to happen and this is how his planet is going to end, you'd be like a rabbit on a railroad track trying to stop a 170-car train. You cannot stop that. Only thing you can do is let people know it's coming, prepare, and if you can, if you is a wise businessman, try to make some money if it's possible. I mean, I'm not saying make money off. All I'm saying is when things are this wicked, and I just was told I got 90 seconds. So those of y'all listening on the internet through your computers, I'm going to lose you in literally about 70 seconds, 60 seconds. So if you want to keep listening, we got plenty of people on the phone lines and in the chat room, got a few people. Please call the phone line and continue to listen. Otherwise, in 60 seconds, I'm going to lose you, okay? But I do thank y'all for stopping by my songs. Don't forget to go to the website. It's on the front page. It's on the front page there. If you just click on the top right-hand corner where it says Five Smooth Stone, click on that, go to the website, and join the website and go hear a lot more information like this. I got my world tour photos there. You can see me all over the world. I'll put more on there and a whole bunch of other stuff. Go to that website, again, and follow us, support us by way of sharing information. That's how you support us. But this brother also said, Brother Yashrael Zion said, wicked nations shall always fall. And Brother Joseph, as much as I don't want it to happen, and I really don't want it to happen, don't think I'm having fun. I really wish I got children. I don't want to see them go through nothing. If I wish some bad upon the United States, I'm wishing some bad upon my own children. I want the United States to be around many, many years. What I got to do, if I got to hold on one more thing, I got to be a good father. A good father is going to warn his children, and he's going to try to set up a way that when these things happen, if I'm a good father, I need to make sure I got some supplies where if anything jump off tomorrow, we can be in here for 60 days and not get out. I need to have weapons. I need to have water. I need to have access. I need to have a network of people that have resources as well that we can kind of quietly support each other. That's what I hear. I need to get out of the wilderness and all this, going to the malls and understand that something about to happen. Prepare. If you prepare, it's not that bad. I don't care what happens. If you prepare, it really is not that bad. You can smile in the middle of all this. You may hear some screams. You may hear bombs. You may hear gunshots. But if you prepare, it's not that bad. You can live. You can smile. Your family still can be. But that's what I hear. But if we start talking about fighting and start trying to stop this big locomotive, us little rabbits, then we will get squashed. We would get squashed. There are times to fight, Brother Joseph. There is a time to fight and lobby. But do you really, really, really want to, as rabbits, to try to get a bunch of other rabbits together? We go on this railroad track and stop this locomotive. I mean, it's just not wise.
Brother Self, all I'm saying is humanity stood back and just let this happen. That's like 1971, the abortion bill. That shouldn't have passed. The people didn't raise one finger to stop that. We didn't put a fight up towards these people on nothing. And that's why it all coming down to what is getting ready to come down to now. These people done took Russia. They done took China. The Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge. The Congo. The last genocide we had with the Tutsis and the Hutus. The United Nations. Ain't nobody raising the finger to run them people up out of this country. Everybody's so busy with their materialism. But if they get with the real spiritual, we wouldn't even came to this. Prophecy don't have to be fulfilled. It could be set back. We can't just sit back and let God do everything. That's all I'm saying. Man got to do something too now. I think we wearing too much of that Bible on our hand, on our arm. And it just coming to this. If man would have went on like you buying all these guns now, they know who the enemy is. Go get them.
Brother Joseph.
Go get them. But no.
Brother Joseph, can you hear me?
We want to sit back, watch the ball games, and do this and do that while these people legislate us into genocide.
Brother Joseph, can you hear me?
I heard you.
I love your spirit. I love it. Wish you lived near me where we can maybe go and do some things like that. Yeah, I've been in over, I know, I moved from Cincinnati 3 years ago, and I was up there, I was a little bit more active. I must have been in over 70 marches. I counted like 70 marches, 70 times we actually spoke out against police brutality and marched and went to city hall for different reasons. I feel you, and I've gotten a track record of doing some of the very things you're talking about. When you start talking about messing with people, like, I mean, some of the names we've been talking about tonight, big name folks, and most of the people we don't can't call their name because we don't know who they are. These people don't care to be known; they don't want to know. For you to be able to call their name, that means they've done something wrong because they don't want to be known. What I'm saying is, I feel you, but I think you're going to waste some time. You're doing the right thing when you are a trumpet, blowing the trumpet, letting people know there's a war coming, there's a this coming, there's a that coming. That's what the trumpeters did in Israel time. You can do that. You should do that. Continue your research. You've done very well. I mean, I know a lot of people all around the United States that is in the know of things, and you're one of the sharpest brothers I've met. And they don't see you coming because you just don't present yourself like some scholar. But you can go toe-to-toe with a lot of them. But the one thing I see that concerns me, if I can even give you a critique, who am I to critique you? But I'm a brother, and like Paul said, consider what I say. I have the Holy Spirit too. Just consider it. And then the Most High will lead and guide you into all truth. But if I am the Creator, and I say, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, that is going to happen, the whole reason you have prophecy in the first place, it's because the Father loves us and he's given us warnings. What father would not warn their child, baby, get out of the road, there's some coming? He just loves us and he's giving us a warning of what is to happen. If we fight that warning and don't heed that warning and don't plan according to that warning, we're wasting precious time and our children are going to suffer. Brother Yashriel Zion said, Archie, we can't fight them.
Yeah, he called me Archie.
Yeah, his brother. That means brother. He says, we can't fight them on that level. They work with tanks and planes. We fight on a spiritual level. And he is absolutely positively right. We just can't. Now, who wants to, though? I mean, if we can go on a spiritual level, we can do, man, you can do exploits. Oh, my goodness. The spiritual realm. Go ahead.
So you saying you can let these people come to your front door and carry you and your family away quietly in the night without no struggle or nothing?
First and foremost, if they get to my door, the wicked
cannot beat the righteous on the battlefield. The wicked cannot beat the righteous.
Hold on. If they get to my door, I done dropped the ball. Because the way I roll is they shouldn't be getting to my door. I should be praying, and I believe in angelic protection because I speak like this all the time on jobs, and I know people know who I am because I've been saying it for over 20 years. I've been like this. If they get to my door, I done dropped the ball. At that point, I have to be physical. It's almost like a crook in your house. Ain't no negotiating if you're in my house. It's got to be a war. We got to just go, you know, I got to do something physical without going into weaponry. You know what I'm going to do? It's going to be physical. It's going to be something to pierce their body, their organs, to break, take them off this planet. Now maybe you know if I think they're in the wrong house, hey, are you sure you want to be in this place? Because some people walk into your place by mistake. But once I know they're in here to harm me, it's not a good place. That's when I give up my life if I have to.
But you know what, Brother Phil?
But I'm gonna say this: if you fight spiritually. And if you really believe, the problem is people just don't believe in the spiritual realm. They just don't. They're so carnal. The spiritual realm is real. The Most High can show you in a dream. Somebody's getting ready to knock on your door. It happened. It'll happen for you. He'll share you in a vision or somebody else have a vision. Or you don't know why you can't get the car started and you're not there when the bomb blow up and they miss you. It's all kind of things like that happened back in the 60s and the 50s. Black folks was blowing up stuff and missing them all the time. Most High will protect you. You don't have to be no perfect person either. I'm saying if you love him, you're trying to follow his rules, his laws, and you believe, he'll protect you, Brother Joseph. And then there are prayers we can pray. And then don't forget, the more we submit our bodies to the Most High, the more we submit our bodies to the Most High, the more we submit our bodies and the Holy Spirit possess us. Once we become more possessed by the Holy Spirit, then we really become a weapon. And then we are no joke. These people are no joke. What are you going to do if I can sit up and I know everything you're going to do by a gift of the Spirit? Now, the problem is, Brother Joseph, I'm not going to say you, but a lot of people just don't believe in these gifts. You talk about the gifts of the Spirit, discerning of spirit, the working of miracles, the gifts of healing. They feel like, oh, that's just a joke because these preachers done gave it a bad name. But if you're possessed by the Holy Spirit, if he rules and reigns in your body, you're possessed just like you're possessed with Satan. You're given 9 gifts of the Spirit. It's like, the Spirit gives you these gifts. In other words, I've had them operate with me, and I can only share my testimony. I haven't had all 9. Some people have. I only had like 2 or 3, but they were strong when they manifested. I can tell you. I've shared them all over the world. I've shared these testimonies. You know. I remember I was at a convention one time. I'm not going to go into this long story. I'm just going to give you a 15-second synopsis, 15 seconds. But we went to a convention one time. Holy Spirit showed me this girl that just went out in the Spirit. Wasn't in the Spirit. You know, like at church, they say, oh, so-and-so went out in the Spirit. That means you fall to the floor. Well, I saw that it was a spirit involved, an evil spirit. It wasn't the Most High at all. It wasn't spiritual at all. It wasn't a good spirit. So I told everybody around that girl something is wrong with her. And I took it upon myself to pick this girl up, take her outside, and make the long story short, nothing happened. And I looked real stupid, like nothing is wrong with her, except to see you cuckoo. She just went out in the spirit. She'll be all fine. But she never came back to conscience. She was just like a limp noodle out there where people was praying for her. And then all of a sudden, the spirit that I perceived she had manifested in her body, and this girl started acting like a snake on the sidewalk, terrorized everybody. They went running like they didn't know nothing about no God. It scared her. And I began to say, that's what I was telling y'all. I knew I saw something. And if you only knew who this person was, if you only knew, if you could just see who this person was, and I don't have no pictures, but if I wouldn't send you no picture no way, but I'm just saying, if you knew who we're talking about, and many people know about this story, you'd know the last thing she would be is out there on the sidewalk acting like a snake. It was an evil spirit that gained interest to this young lady. But that's what I'm talking about. There's all types of gifts like that that can operate in you when you're possessed by the Holy Spirit. And the gifts is the reason why these gifts manifest, Brother Joseph, is so you become like a little soldier. The Most High is going to show you when the enemy comes up on you. He's going to show you how to get rid of the enemy. He's going to show you, he's going to speak to you, he's going to give you knowledge, extra knowledge. One of the gifts is called a word of knowledge. Excuse me, a gift of knowledge. That's where you just get knowledge from somewhere. It just comes to you, man. You might install an engine on the side of a road out in the desert. Nobody's there, but the Holy Spirit has such control over you. You sit up there and you work in that car like a mechanic, and you know nothing. It's just something comes over you. You have knowledge. Now, I know how I sound. I know how I sound. I sound cuckoo, but I got 90,000 people to agree that that brother is on. Yes, it is a such thing as a word of knowledge. It is a such thing as a word of wisdom. There is a such thing as a discerning of spirits. There is a such thing as a gift to be. It has operated in me. That's the kind of power I'm talking about.
People trivialize it,
and they want to go grab guns, and they want to go do some carnal. But guns ain't going to never win no war with these kind of people, because these people, they make the guns. How you going to defeat somebody that make guns? How you going to bomb somebody that make bombs?
No, see, all I'm saying, right, remember you told me you used to study Hebrew, and you stopped studying Hebrew. Why?
Because I can't trust the Hebrew. I can't trust these people over in Israel. They're not the real Jews. How am I going to trust them saying that's the real Hebrew? I don't trust none of them folks say. I know they're not real Israel.
That's what I'm saying. That's the same thing I'm saying about the Bible. Now, the language was revealed in what? Aramaic. Greek got its translation from, you know.
But, Brother Joseph, if I hear you, and I don't mean to interrupt.
Greek,
talking. I'm saying,
and Latin.
How you going to argue with something that done already happened? That really happened. And I only told you one little short story. Brother, I've had this happen for years.
I'm only saying, Brother Self, it could be some manipulation in the scriptures. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on a second. Somebody want to comment. Somebody wants to comment other than us. And I'm sorry if I just now seen your hand, but Eric code 708. 903, go ahead, you're on the air. You're on the air with your comment or question.
One of their symbols is the eagle.
Hello, hello.
I'll be on my face already, because I'll be like, man, I don't know what I'm talking about. But you know what the Most High said, they not on your own understanding. But then enough to...
He don't even know he's on the air. Hello, hello.
No, I didn't.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. You're on the air.
Outside of the disciples,
And the people that you heard the word said, my people hear my voice.
Yeah,
so if you don't hear the truth, you are not his
people.
You talking about us. He don't know we hear him. Hey, are you... Who is this? Eric 708903, you on the air. Who is this?
Actually, it's way more than that. With Abraham, I mean,
I'm going to mute them. You don't even know they're on the air. I think that's... go ahead.
All I'm saying is, it could be some manipulation in them scriptures that has you to be docile. I mean, you know, in your human nature, you ain't going to let no man knock you upside the head and you going to let him do it again. No, it's something in you, man. You going to stop that first blow and you going to try to stop that second blow. I just believe somewhere...
Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I think it's foolish to be trying to knock anybody upside the head. Area code 708903, we just tried to bring you on. We're going to try it again a little bit. If you listen to me now, we just tried to bring you on. Area code 708903. But, Brother Joseph,
if
a big guy walk in my house, a guy 8 foot tall that weighed 470 pounds, I mean, this guy 6 toes each. I mean, a huge guy. He's all muscle. Walk in my house, he about to beat me down. I'd be a fool to start trying to do battle with him. Somebody like that, you don't fight
Hold on.
You don't fight on his level. You don't fight on his level. You know what you do to him? You control his mind. You get him to where he won't even want to come near you. But once he do come near you, you can't fight on that man's level unless you got a shotgun or something. I mean, you can't fight on his level. You don't go to nobody like no Rockefeller and say, look, I know you behind this, that, and the other. Do you have any idea what Bill Clinton, who is the president we like, Bill Clinton got a very bad track record. There's a lot of folk come up missing coming against Bill Clinton. They don't talk about this much. They call it the Clinton Files. I think that's the name they used to call it. But it was something like 25 people come up dead that opposed Clinton during his government. When he was governor, a lot of people don't talk about this. Bill Clinton got a serious, maybe it's not him, maybe somebody that just like him so they do his dirty work, but it don't. Well, you ever heard that it was an email going around talking about the Clinton Files, and they provided all kind of proof. And there were people that come up missing. He's a good president we like. What do you think of somebody like a Bush? And then who was Clinton talking about when he said there are some people so powerful you shouldn't even speak about them above a whisper? Who in the world is that? And then the next day, he apologized in the New York Times, talking about he was just talking. They don't really exist, basically. Kind of, he retracted. Who was that? Man, you don't listen, you say what you want to say, Brother Joseph. You don't go around with no big old mic. And, I mean, look at Rush Limbaugh. He's the most listened to talk show host. If Rush Limbaugh decides tomorrow he going to hook up with you, and y'all going to go down to the Rockefeller Center and start calling out all the stuff Rockefellers do.
I'm not saying on that level. Now, do you know when Bill Clinton was in office, a military mutiny went down? People started taking munitions and all type of weapons from the military. They got that stuff stacked away for for the right time. Because when them Russians and them Canadians, them United Nations boys hit them streets with all this foolishness, it's going down, brother. It's going to be a cat fight here. They're going to fight like cats and dogs on this soil here. So,
we got somebody. Let me see if 708903 ready to talk. They got their hand up again, so hold on. Let's see. Area code 708903. You're on the air.
I ain't saying you sad as sad. It's your woman is the body. So is your body behind you? No, the body under your head.
Anyway, I don't think they just pressed one. They probably had the hands up long and then gave up on me and then started talking now and half listening. But anyway, I hear what you're saying, and I don't think you understand. You there?
I do understand.
I don't think you understand that I believe in fighting as much as you do, but I believe in switching to a whole nother gear, man, when you get to be with big demons, big enemies. They say they got a saying in churches that say, a lot of churches got this saying that goes like this, new level, new devil. And when you start fighting with people that wicked, man, you don't be going to get your gun. When you start fighting with people that is that wicked, you don't go get your whatever. You're going to have to get on your knees. You got to submit to the Most High because you got to fight spirit with spirit. If you don't.
Hey, brother, all I'm asking, all I'm trying to explain, I'm just struggling with the words I'm trying to choose, right? All I'm trying to say is we got a full language transliteration from Aramaic, Greek, Latin, and English. You don't think no kind of mistakes or manipulation could be been, you know, like a Hollywood script written in that book?
That's all I'm trying to say. I think you're absolutely positively right. I think
I just,
a whole lot of the Bible, listen, I think the Bible is not a flaw. It's not a perfect book. I think books are missing. There's duplicate chapters. There's a lot of things in the Bible that I've come to understand, but there's still enough truth in that book.
Exactly.
All I'm saying, yeah, I hear you, but then what else you going? Whatever else you want to quote, I can say the same thing.
This is what I'm saying. Now, you match that English translation up with the Aramaic. How much of that you think it going to match up? I only think it going to match up 20%. So you know what I seriously believe, brother? I believe that Bible is the Jewish Zionist transcript. See, they want you to get on your knees. I seriously believe it's a Zionist manipulation.
I think you're on something.
You match that English book up with the Aramaic language, it wouldn't even match to the level. That's all I'm trying to say.
I think you're on to something. I think you're right. But I do think that the spirit
Can't lay my life down like that. I can't lay my life down like that. He who trying to save his life will lose it. Then it say in another earlier, resist all evil. Which one I supposed to do?
What I'm saying is, my friend, you are talking about going when this man come to your house. You talking about you want to do business with him. I'm saying I want to do business with him so bad. I want to beat this person down so bad till I go into a whole nother weaponry. This is my weapons. Literally, this is my weapons. If I go out tomorrow and I run into my enemy, first I try to avoid people. That's my first tactic. When somebody coming after me, I try to avoid them. They go right, I'm going left. Now, sometimes they get right in my face. I'm just making this up like a real enemy, okay? Let's say a guy I can't avoid him. My first thing is to avoid him. My first thing is to pray, Father, help me to get past this person. I try to avoid them. And most of the time I'm successful. I'd say 90% of the time I'm successful with that. I only have 10% to deal with. But every once in a while, they get in my face. When they get in my face, I try to talk them down. I try to reason them down. Okay? When I can't reason them down, which, again, 90% when I avoid them works. Sometimes they get in my face. That's probably out of the 10%, maybe 1% of the time somebody get in my face, to where I got to, you know, say, hey, get on out of my face, kind of move out of my face. But most of the time, I can talk them out of my face. Say, hey, compliment me. Listen, I'm trying to show you how weapon, how war. Now, every once in a while, it don't happen often, I'll run into something that's bigger, badder, faster. I know swing faster. I know if I got into a physical altercation, I'm going to lose. I think so much like you thinking. You think I'm not a man of war. I think so much like a man of war. I say I can't afford to lose. I got to defeat this person. So I go into a whole nother level. A whole nother level. And, I mean, like if I'm with a cop, he got me on the side of the road talking to me crazy. He got the guns. He got the taser. He got everything. He got the law on his side. Man, you don't be... That's when I say, Father, I'm asking you to protect me on this road. Satan, you demon spirits that's operating in this man, I take authority of you and I bind you. And the Bible says that whatsoever I bind upon this earth would be bound in heaven. So it's not just me binding you, you foul spirits. I bind you along with the heavens bind you from operating. Man, I can tell you stories. I can tell you stories, and I don't quit telling people stories because they don't believe the stuff that happened after I had to go through that process.
Hey,
I can tell you some things about, listen. In other words, what did I do? I put on weapons, all right. I fought with something stronger. I can't be trying to out-wrestle that man down the street, tell him, man, I got to take care of my family. We're going to literally what? No. I can't lose. Sometimes it might be a spirit in the house, something going on in this house, just evil. And I ain't going to lie, I've been guilty of getting my behind whooped by spirit. Sometimes I let them dominate my family. And, yep, I have. I have to admit that, too. I have allowed the enemy to come into my home and dominate, set up shop, and I just play the little punk route, let him just do what he want to do. So I get tired, then I kick him out. So I'm just saying, man, there is, you can't mess around. If folks got tanks, you can't have bow and arrows. If they got bow and arrows, you can have bow and arrows. If they got bow and arrows, you can have bow and arrows.
Let's be along the real. Like I just said, I was hoping we would go more in on it. The Aramaic translation, scripture. You seriously believe in the English translation that much that you're going to put everything in, your whole belief in on that English translation? It's just something in me that tells me that its design is working. Yeah, the Bible, 99% of that Bible might be true, but that 1% is enough to damn you. That one little cent, 1%. This Jew, he's so powerful. Don't you think he's powerful enough to go in the Word and switch everything around? You don't think that Jew that powerful? You see what I'm saying, brother?
I hear what you're saying, and I think there is some times in history where that's exactly what happened. I do believe that.
I just can't put too much in that.
Listen, what I'm trying to tell you is, I read a scripture that said, what if I read a scripture that said a guy is going to knock on my door with a yellow jacket and a red hat, and it's going to give me a green book, and that book is going to be the answer to what I need to know. If somebody just left my house looking like that and I got a green book, how you going to come after the fact talking about, well, maybe he ain't wearing no yellow suit. Maybe that was the wrong translation. I'm telling you, you after the fact.
Yeah,
I want you to listen to me. Please listen to me. You are after the fact. It done already happened. It's got to exist. I done already had it happen. Now, if I hadn't experienced the things I experienced, then you could say to me, you know what, I don't know if this it's these spirituality, these gifts of the spirit work. You can say that, and I might say, well, maybe you're right. But Brother Joseph, you're talking to somebody that already had it happen to him. Hundreds of times. Listen to me. Now, if it ain't happened to you, and it didn't happen to me, but it ain't happened to you, but it happened to me, but it didn't happen to you, but it happened to me. Seems like to me, you should be going with whoever got the experience of that thing that they're talking about. I'm telling you it happened. You telling me the Greek and Hebrew and the modern happened and the English might be, and I'm saying, brother, I already got, man, I'm telling you, you say, well, that can't get you to the bus stop. This information, if you go by that guy's direction, you're going to get lost, brother said. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to get lost. You said, brother said, if you listen to that man right there, I don't believe him. I don't trust him. He looked like a fake Jew. I don't blah, 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 blah. If I call and tell you, Brother Joseph, I'm at the bus stop. How you look telling me, don't trust nobody to get to that bus stop but this person? I'm telling you, I'm at the bus stop. You're talking to somebody that have had miracles and some people, the most I use them to bless me, and then other times I've been used. You're too late. Now, you can say this, brother said, I don't believe you. Now, I can be a liar. I'm not a liar, but if you said that, that would make sense if you say, brother said, I don't believe nothing you said. I don't believe it happened. Then that would make me somebody that's either in deception or maybe I'm lying. Now, you sound better if you say, I just don't believe nothing you're saying. Then I ain't really experienced it. Maybe you can tell me about the translation and blah, blah, blah. But if I tell you I've already arrived at the bus stop, you can't tell me don't trust people to get the bus if I'm already there.
All right, brother, this is what I'm trying to say. Now, open your book to Zechariah chapter 12. Do that for me. Zechariah chapter 12.
I'm going to trust you reading. I'm familiar. Just read it. If it don't sound right, I'll get my Bible out. But I've read Zechariah. Go ahead. What have you got?
All right, now, Zechariah chapter 12 talks about a mighty army coming up against Israel. And fire is supposed to come out of the sky and destroy this mighty army. Right?
Right.
Now, this is where the deception coming in at. Now, this Sabbatean Jew, this the same Sabbatean Jew that killed Ishkop Rabin for this peace accord he was trying to put together.
You know I'm not following you because I don't know what Jew you're talking about because there ain't no Jew, so you lost me a long time ago, but go ahead.
I'm talking about them people over in Israel. Remember they assassinated Ishkok Rabin? Now the people that run in Israel, they call themselves Sabbateans. You ever heard that? The Sabbateans? Now this is what I'm getting at, brother. Now this is what I'm getting at. Zechariah chapter 12 said there's some fire going to come down out of the sky and going to destroy that whole mighty army.
Now, hold on, Brother Joseph. Somebody just comment. They want to talk to you, man. Hold on. Hold that thought. I want to hear what you about to say, but I don't want us to miss another opportunity.
I really
want to
get this call. Go ahead. Come on.
916-226. Just hold your thought. We got time. Area code 916-226. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, hello.
Peace.
Okay, yeah. So I was calling in because
I think they phone line hung up because as soon as you said I'm calling in, it hung up. So anyway, go ahead with what you were saying, Brother Joseph.
Zechariah Zechariah chapter 12, saying that fire you're going to come out of the sky and destroy this mighty army that's going to come up against Israel. And all the nations of the earth going to look and amaze and say, look what God did for his people. Them Jewish people over there right now, that's what they're setting up, the greatest deception on this earth.
See, so you think they're going to use fire? They use fire to what now? You're talking about program, I can't think of the name, I'm tired, man, I got to end the show. But you're talking about the laser program that I talk about, what is it?
Yes. Okay.
They're going to use it to destroy people.
Destroy who? Say that again.
Israel going to use it to destroy their enemies, and everybody going to think it was God or the Most High.
What, they're going to be them laser payloads up there, man. And everybody going to fall right in line behind this Jew, and they're going into all this old little sacrifice, and all the religions going to come together. And I mean, it's just going to be a big deception, and Zechariah called it to the level. Now, who could have put that in there like that? Cause that what the Jew aiming at. He want everybody to chase his ass all the way to Israel and get in position so he can let that fire go. And the whole world gonna believe that God did it, but in actuality, it was the remnant of these Christians who. Back in designers, because you know all of them together. That's where the big deception gonna come in. That's what I seriously believe, brother. There's a deception in that Bible, and people gonna fall victim to it. That's all I'm trying to say.
So you think
fire gonna come down out of the sky? Fire gonna come down out of the sky, and if you gonna try to convince everybody that God did it. And you know God ain't gonna destroy nobody for them. But that's what he gonna push. That's all I'm saying. You gotta watch this. You gotta watch them, brother. And I'm watching them. He can't tell me nothing and he can't teach me nothing. Because I know him. He gonna bring some fire down out of that sky. I'm telling you.
So you think Zechariah was lying, or
I'm not saying Zechariah lying. I'm just saying what's in that book. What's in Zechariah? How it is worded. It said the eyeballs gonna melt out of their eye socket, and how the flesh gonna melt off of their bones. Ain't but one type of weapon gonna do that. And then when you look at Colorado Springs, where it probably come from, the technology out of Colorado Springs. Now, I'm going to tell you another thing. Remember the Six-Day War?
Yeah.
Now, you had Egypt, all the Arab boys fighting little old Israel. And what them people did? They turned around and reigned. They throw some type of technology on them people. They had the technology then, brother. They fooling with a technology, man, that we just can't comprehend in our mind what they got in their possession. And they going to use it for the grand deception. They going to fool the whole world. But they ain't going to fool me. You watch, brother. I hope that we be still living, that we can bear witness to each other on this. They the only ones got that type of technology. And see, and they don't tweak the laser where they can shoot it from the hip. Yes. See, ain't no other army on this earth can fool with them people. Not in Iran, not in Russia. Russia don't got what them people got. Only thing Russia got is them biologicals. And the weapons that they got came from over here in the West. Gar Allen tell you that. And who the other guy? Gar Allen, all these land leases and everything that they was getting from the United States. Now, the technology the Russians got, we can't hear their submarines in the water. Where do you think that technology came from? Right over here. And I'm going to tell you how they get in our waters. They can come and go in our waters anytime they want them. They come in through the underbelly of them oil tankers. About 4 years ago, it was they would try to catch them. They had a big fallout. The Russian was on the Atlantic side, but they got away. They would try to catch them. They come in our waters anytime they want them. The only way they couldn't catch them people, they couldn't hurt their submarines. Their submarines is quiet. They got state-of-the-art technology. And look, and did you hear about the Chinese got caught in Boeing?
Got what?
When the Chinese got caught in Boeing in facilities, taking notes and on the grand tour, stealing technology. This was when Bill Clinton was the president. And ain't nobody get charged with treason or anything. Thanks to the United Nations and the Council on Foreign Relations, the globalist boys. Ain't nothing gonna happen. But I just can't find the words to express what I really, really trying to say, brother. But it's all a deception. This Jew is setting the world up for a big trick. And they're gonna fall for it, hook, line, and sinker. Because he's sure gonna let that fire go out of this, come down out of that sky. And the whole world will say, oh, look what God did for his people. Look at people, the average person, you ask the average person today out there in the street, they will tell you that white boy over there in Israel, that's God's chosen people there. They'll tell you that in a minute. Won't they?
They sure will.
Won't they? That's what I'm trying to say, brother. And who backing them? The Christians over here. Your Pat Robertson, your John Hagee. You know how the Christians talk over here. And then look, when B.B. Netanyahu came over here, the last time he came over here, you know how many standing ovations he got? Do you know? He got 29 standing ovations. Pull it up on YouTube when you get the chance. But see, all the white folks over here ain't with that foolishness, but the most majority of them are. They setting this thing up for the grand illusion. That's why I say, brother, if you take that English translation and match it up with the Aramaic, you probably won't even get 10% matchup. That Jew,
well, I know Christianity got issues.
That Jew got his mouth all through that book. That's all I'm trying to say to myself. That's all I'm trying to say. When because he don't word it everything or put in that what he want to put in that to make you look, you know, for you to have a docile mentality. Oh, everybody gone. But we're going to bear witness to each other on this. When you see the fire you come down out of this guy, that's him doing it.
That's hard.
See what I'm, huh?
That's hard, pun.
I don't know what you could call it, but they got something up there ready to use it.
Oh, we have a system like that called HAARP, H-A-A-R-P.
Yeah. And see, the same technology, see the microwave you got that we got in our kitchen? You can take it off the wall, and you can knock a jet out of this guy with it. All you got to do is point it up in the direction of the jet. The microwave gonna knock it right out of the sky. That's a known fact. But this Jew, he think he got all the sense. But the spirit of the truth is trying to tell us, humble. I'm trying to be as humble as I can, brother, because these is the days of deception. And ain't nobody asking no questions. Ain't nobody trying to watch. All they saying is, this got to happen, that got to happen. I'm not denying that, but you better be looking out for the grand deception. He got a trick waiting for us. I live 5 minutes away from a Jewish museum around the street here. And who you think? Look, people go to it every day. They get their little kids and brainwash them from the school. They get them at an early age. Parking lot stay full. And ain't nobody challenging them. Nobody. Ain't nobody challenging them. Nobody. You know Abraham Lincoln was a Jew too, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the dude in Iran, he's a Jew boy. Abraham Lincoln was a Melungeon Jew. Ahmadinejad, that dude is a Jew. I'm telling you the truth, man. You'd be surprised who's a Jew.
Well, you know what I believe. I believe the Jews have been scattered throughout the four corners. But listen,
and you
man,
know who they are. You know who they are. And I know who they are.
Brother Joseph, nobody is more Jewish than you. You are a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Hey, brother, I know this, brother. I know this. He made a promise to Abraham. He told Abraham to look up in the sky and count the stars. Stuff, and look, the Most High, it was stuff he didn't lit up in eons. He lit the whole sky up. He got real funny with Abraham that time. Look up. See what you can count. That's what's coming up out of you. And, brother, if you done said it out your own mouth. The countries you done went to, you done saw melanated people tucked away. That's like when I went to Luxor. They tucked away. They on the other side of the Nile. Nappy-head Negroes.
Right.
And, you know, you can't tell me that them ain't my people. And when they saw me, they didn't just look at me. They looked upon me. I was all by myself. I popped up on them people like John the Baptist. And you know what they was doing, bro, Seth? They was holding their arm on for me to put my arm beside them. We look just alike. You know we ain't well. But see, there's a lot of black folks don't know. And a lot of white folks don't know. Ain't but 3% of the population of the whole world know the truth. Now, look, just imagine.
Well, I don't know
about
that. There's a whole lot of people know the truth, man.
Oh, now,
I think there's more people that know the true Jews, who the true Jews are, than the phony ones. I just think we live in America.
Okay. Okay.
Hold on. Can I wrap this up, man? I just believe, and thanks for those still hanging on the phone line, by the way. We still got folks on the phone line. But listen, real quick, we'll wrap this up. I believe that if the Most High is really doing something, if he really, 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 really is doing something, it's going to be universal. It's going to include all people. And
exactly.
A lot of white people are the ones that's responsible for a lot of the information I know. I don't mean I'm right and wrong. I'm just saying it just so happens that I got a lot of this information. They're the ones that say, you know, white people know Jews. These are white people talking. You know, they're the ones. So all I'm saying to you is, we got to quit saying these Jews. We got to start doing like my one friend. When he talk about so-called Jews, he say our people, our people. He claims it. He talks as though it's been that way for thousands of years. I'm getting that way. I'm like that too. But at work. He really listen, Brother Joseph. You got to start saying that. And then hold on. You got to get politically correct because you're too intelligent. You got a lot of facts, man. But you got to quit using the word Jew, period. Because listen. Jew come from Judah. There was 12 tribes. We say Israelites or Hebrews. You don't refer to no 12 children. You don't call no 12 children by one of the children.
I don't call us Jews. I call them people over in Israel Jews. They the Jews.
They ain't no Jews. They are wannabe. The joke was they're Jewish, which means they wannabe. They wish they were Jews. But no, they're not. They're just people. If you want to call them Jew by religion. They're a Jew by practicing Judaism, yes, of course. Anybody can be. But they're not the bloodline Israelites that were scattered from the four corners of the whole time. No.
That's like, and then again, I'm going to call them a Zionist. I believe I'll call them a Zionist before I call them a Jew, if anything.
Well, you're dealing with some very powerful words of our ancestors. You're taking stuff off grandmama's cabinet. This phone will cut off, man, in literally 2 minutes. Let me just wrap this up. But don't even call them Zionists, because Zion is a beautiful word. Zion, that's one of the names of our homeland, Zion.
Yeah, Beulah and Ariel. That's two of the most.
So all I'm saying is call them what they are. They're Europeans. Are they?
Okay.
Are there people with no
truth?
I mean, I don't know what you call them, but just don't give them our jewels. Zion is a beautiful name of our land. That's our country we call Zion.
Right, Zechariah chapter 12.
You about to get cut off on, and ain't nobody going to hear from us in about another 1 minute. So wrap this up. Like, I'm going to give you last word. You got like literally 60 seconds. This thing about to cut off on us.
All
right. In about
all I want for you to do is to study Zechariah chapter 12. That's where the big deception is, right there.
Zechariah
chapter 12, and go in on it.
I'll do that. And I think you're on to something there. I think you're on to something. I'm familiar with heart and how they can destroy from the sky. It's very true. They're not saying that's what they're using their program for. But anyway, to those of you that are still on the phone line, listen to Brother Joseph and myself. I want to thank you for hanging out with us 3 long hours. Obviously, you are somebody that believes in what we're saying, or you're curious, I don't know what.
So thank you, thank you, thank you. Please go to the website. If you can click on the, look at the top right-hand corner of your page there, click on Five Smooth Stones. There's a website called fivesmoothstones.web.com. Go there. I got pictures of when I travel the world and all types of other stuff, just a lot of pictures. And we're going to load about 500 more pictures on there and videos and audios and documents, et cetera, et cetera. Brother Joseph, give me 30 seconds quickly because I got to go.
Hey, man, I love you, man. That's, you know, that's from my heart, you know. I love you, man.
Well, I love you too, my brother. And, you know, this brother, like I said, they never see you coming, man. You don't talk like a scholar as far as the way you word your wording and all that. But, boy, you always got something to say, man. And I believe you're a prophet. I don't care what nobody say. And so I appreciate you coming on. And anybody that's got sense and spiritual intuition know who you are. We know who you are. You might even know who you are, but we know who you are. So, folks, let's just keep being watchdogs, okay?
Yes.
New World Order
yes.
Watch Society. This show has been brought to y'all by the New World Order Watch Society. We are keeping our eyes on these wicked people, and we're going to profit from what they do. That's what the
yes.
Most High, that's what any father would do with his children. So I'm going to go ahead and go out with this song. It's not going to play all the way, but at least we won't get cut off on like we normally do for talking so much. So, Brother Joseph, I'll talk to you later. All right? Talk to you later,
brother,
my brother.
We're going to profit from it. Call you hit it dead on the nail. We're going to profit from it.
So, shalom, my brother. Shalom.
Shalom.
Peace.
Shalom. Shalom.
Amen, amen. That's the one and only Brother Joseph. And if this thing will allow me to play this, I want to go out with Take Me Into the Holy of Holies. This is where the Most High is. Thank you, everybody, for participating.